From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Lisa Mullins in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And we're learning more now about the cancer that former President Jimmy Carter is fighting.
President Carter took questions from the media today about his disease and prognosis for the first time. He said doctors discovered the cancer after Carter felt sick upon returning from a trip abroad.
And an MRI showed that there was a cancer or growth, a tumor on my liver. And they did a PET scan, and that kind of lights up a bad place, and it lit up. So they're pretty sure that there was a cancer before they operated on August the 3rd and removed it. The tumor was only about 2.5 cubic centimeters, but they removed about 85 cubic centimeters, which is about a tenth of my liver. And they did a biopsy and found that it was indeed cancer, and it was melanoma. And they had a very high suspicion then and now that the melanoma started somewhere else on my body and spread to the liver.
The 90-year-old President Carter speaking at a press conference at the Carter Center in Atlanta today. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us now. And Ron, from what we heard there, clearly the cancer has spread.
Yes, the cancer has spread. This is essentially a difficult diagnosis for a person of any age, for someone of the age of 90 who has lost four members of his family to pancreatic cancer. This is obviously a most grave kind of a diagnosis.
And yet he was really quite upbeat in his news conference this morning. Let's listen to him here. He seemed very self-aware and at ease with his diagnosis.
Well, at first I felt that it was confined to my liver, and they had the operation had completely removed it, so I had quite relieved. And then that same afternoon, we had an MRI of my head and neck, and it showed up that it was already in four places in my brain. So I would say that night and the next day until I came back up to Emory, I just thought I had a few weeks left. But I was surprisingly at ease. You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence. So I was surprisingly at ease, much more so than my wife was.
He even said, Ron, that he was looking forward to this next adventure. So a very upbeat President Carter under the circumstances.
Indeed. And, you know, he was calm. He was almost serene in the face of what lies ahead. You could say that his demeanor matched his words that we just heard him say. He had his wits about him. He even had his sense of humor, very off the cuff, but at the same time, thoughtful, keenly focused, as we remember Jimmy Carter. And he referenced his religious faith, of course. It's been a big part of his profile all his life, maybe more prominently than any American president in memory. And he had that Jimmy Carter twinkle in his eye, even when you could see tears in his eyes as well.
And we were reminded that with President Reagan, when he told us about the fact that he had Alzheimer's, he did that in a note. It was nothing like this.
Nothing like this, and not a press conference where he then, of course, took a number of questions from different kinds of journalists who were present there in Atlanta to hear from him today.
And he talked about his ongoing work with the Carter Center, Habitat for Humanity, even discussed the possibility of a trip to Nepal later this year. Let's listen.
Bedford, I really wanted to go to Nepal to build houses. This would have been our 33rd year, Rosen? 33rd year of going without fail. And I was very hopeful about that, but if it interrupts the strict treatment regimen, then I think I need to get the treatment.
Need to get the treatment, but it reminds us of what an active former president he's been.
Extraordinarily active, really setting an entirely new standard, as many others have observed, for a president in retirement. You know, in January, it will have been 35 years, but the president has been active with his own Carter Center, which has been the focus of his life for more than three decades. He spoke today of its endowment and how it was going to go forward even without him to raise money for it. And he talked about many of the things that it has accomplished as the sign behind behind him read as he was speaking, waging peace, fighting disease, and building hope. This was his life's work. And at one point he was asked if he would have preferred a second 4 years as president, a second term as president, or the history that he's had with the Carter Center. And he said he would have preferred the Carter Center, although he also smiled and said, might have been kind of a close call.
And there was a funny moment when he talked about who had called him. He said he heard from former President George W. Bush. He said he heard from former President George H.W. Bush. He said he heard from this is the part that all came together. He said, I heard from President Clinton. I heard from Hillary Clinton. I heard from the Secretary of State, John Kerry. They haven't called me in a while, he said.
Yes, he had a little chuckle over that, and there was quite audible laughter from everyone else in the room. You know, whatever happens with his treatment and his prognosis, what we saw today was a kind of valedictory. When have you ever heard a former president have a session like this with the media, talking about some of the most sensitive and emotional elements of his life? You know, people will be reviewing all the history of his 40 years. 40 years ago, his rise to the presidency and his 4 years in the White House, turbulent and troubled times. But, you know, they were important times. They were a product of where we've been in the 60s and 70s, and they were a big reason for the direction we've gone ever since.
NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.